Okay, so we're going to start. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Tet. Today's shiur, the whole week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Zeicha Nishmas, David Yechiel Michel, Ben Yoshua Chaim. Okay, so I think we're just going to, because I wanted to do this Tosos, so maybe we start again for this whole week's Lakish incident. So I'm just going to read it quickly. Reish Lakish Ikula Batzra, right? Reish Lakish got went to this town Batzra, and I guess he thought that Batzra was in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where he has the problem here. So Reish Lakish Ikula Batzra, Chazi Yisrael Deka'achli Peiri Delo Maisri. He saw that the Jews were eating fruits without taking off Maisris from them. The Asuluhu. So he assured them from eating the Peiris without taking off Maisri. Chazi Maya, the Sagi Luhu of Old Dekachov Mishasi Yisrael. He also saw water that Jews were drinking the water that the Goyim used, they bow down to it, they use it for Avodah Zarah, so it's Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. So it should be, it's also Asr. Tikrovis Avodah Zarah is even more Machmir than Avodah Zarah itself, because there's no Bittul. So he says it should be Asr. So Asr Lekamid Rabbi Yochanan, so he went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says to him, you know what, don't even take off your coat, turn around, go back, tell them what you did was wrong, and matter it. Tosfos points out that he's not Chai of anything for damaging anything, but he still has to matter it. So Amar Lei Adem Mikaturuch Alayich Zil Hodah Go, until you. Right, Rashi says, "Well, Oshabid the Cholech, the Chazor Etzlam Ba'ato Lehem." Tell them that it's Mutter. Why? Batzer Loaf Lam Hainu Batzer. This is you talk about the wrong town. This ear is this is not Betzer that's in the Torah. Betzer is one of the Ari Mikla. This is not Betzer. This is Batzer. It's Chutz La'aretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's no Chiyuv in Maisros. That's number one. And Umayim Shel Rabim Ein Ne'esorin. And also public water. Right, we always said before also, you can't aser public water. Why? Because it ain't the also davar shenir shalom. So, let's be clear that he just bowed down to it. He didn't do a meiser. Because you can't be mevatel davar shenir shalom with a meiser, we said. But maybe public water is different. Right? Mayim shel rabim ein ne'esarin. It can't become aser. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan is that tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan is v'shita. So, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishir Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, which is mashmi here that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Tosfos points out that at certain points of Shas, it's mashmi that Rabbi Shimon in Sanhedrin, it's Mashu that Rav Shimon was an Amora and that Rav Yochanan was his Rebbe. If they work that out, but Rav Damer, Rav Yochanan, Mishum, Rav Shimon, you saw that Mayim Shel Rabim, the public water, Ein Nasar. Even if they worship it, they're not Nasar because it's Ein Adam Osu Davish Ein Shlo says the Rebbe, right? That it's not his, so you can't answer it. If Rebbe brings three perushim, we'll go according to that perush. Ein Adam Osu Davish Shlo. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So the deed from here is we have a spring of water. It only can't be out. The only reason why Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yochanan was wrong was because it was Mayim of Rabin. Ha di Yochid, but if it was private water, Ha di Yochid Ne'esarin, then it would be Mutter, right? But typically, if that's the case, remember we had an earlier Machlokas, but typically, the Ha Mechubarin Ninu. That would be a case. How can that be Aser? We said that something that's Mechubar to the Karka, Nasser. Harehem Eloheim. Al harayim Eloheim, below harayim. You can't ask the harim itself, so it's mechubar. So how can it possibly be usher? Even if it's a yachid, how can it be usher? It's mechubar. He says lo tricha. No, we don't. That the reason. It's tricha. We're talking about a case here. This salushinu gala over here is a case where it kind of took the water or stopped the flow. I think I'm not sure. Sometimes you can put something in and stop the flow of the spring. So when it was, or I guess it was separated from, maybe so like a geyser, kind of separates itself, the water at certain points separates itself from the rest of the flow, and you worship it at that moment. So the water was separate, and then I guess they captured that water and they were using it. So the Tashlinu Gala, Rash says, Pa'amim Shehem Nitloshin, Hilkach Idi Yachin Nasar. Therefore, if it was a Yachin, it would have been Asar. But since this is a Mayan from the Rabim, you can't ask for that water. The Gemara says, wait a second, we had a machlokas further back. We had a machlokas, we didn't know who said what, about when stones fall off of the mountain. You worship those stones, are they usher? So do we say it's a sukkah to the machlubur, or is it not machlubur? The whole thing we need a maise, whether a person put it in a maise or not. So Gemara says, if that's the case, what we have here is the same exact thing. Once the water, something of machlubur separates it by itself, it's usher, that's a shita Rav Yochanan. We can answer that question over there. So, Avnei Harsha Nidalblu Ninu. This is the same thing of boulders on a mountain that are uprooted from their place. And from the fact that we see the Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mayim Shel Yochanan Shel Nislashu is, if it's never, it's Aser, Tistayim, we can prove now the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Asuros. that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, it was Rabbi Yochanan over there on Daf Mem Vav, between Rabbi Yochanan and Bnei Rabbi Chiya, as to what this, we didn't know who said what. Now we can prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said this Aser. It's the same situation. Boulder falls off the mountain, or the water comes off the geyser. So the Gemara says, no. That's not the answer. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan needed, you can't prove it, because the reason why Rabbi Yochanan needed matan over here is because Lo Tzricha de Tavchinu Biyadei. Here, what happened is the guy who worshipped the water, he separated the water himself. So it's not the same case as the boulder that fell off by itself. The guy did a mice over here, right? Rashi says, the Tavchinu Ove Kachavim Biyadei Milamata Vitrosha. I don't know, this means he plugged it up or he did something where he pulled the water off by itself, and then he bowed down to the waters. Now there's an actual human involvement in this instance. It's not similar to the boulders that fall off by themselves. If it was a Yachid, it would have been Nesar. But in this case, it's the Rabbim. Let's go to the Rabbim. Tosos says, Hod Yachid, second Gibber Maslow on the page, what's about him? He says, the In Tomar, he gets a question. Vahan Rina Bishilhi Meruba, Shannon Perak Meruba, Gabe Asar Tenoim, Shehistin Yeshua. When Yeshua conquered the land, he made ten conditions, right? Right? And one of them was, Umayan Hayotza Bitchila Vineir Mistapkim Hemenu. That a water geyser, so to speak, you know, a Mayan, belongs to the Bneir. No one can own it. How can you possibly have a case for the Yachid? It's one of the 10 conditions of Yeshua. So my first answer was, he's in Batzra. Right? We just said that Batzra is not Eretz Yisrael for Truma. So why is this even a Shiloh about Yeshua? But Tosos doesn't say that. Tosos says, Here we're talking about, that Yeshua is talking about the Mayan that just flowed by itself. You know, it's Old Faithful, it comes up by itself. But over here, Rahaka Mayri Bichafar Bor. The guy dug it himself when he found it by himself. Inami, another case, Mayer Haka Gung Shakoli Ir Shalom. The guy owned the whole city. He was a feudal lord, and he owned the whole city. But I don't understand what the Shiloh is, how it gets off the ground. The Tanayim of Yeshua were only in Eretz Yisrael. And we just established the reason why Rabbi Yesh Lakish was wrong about the Meiser was because this is in Eretz Yisrael. This is in Batzra, not Batzar. Okay. Anyway, so now, there's a big Tosos that starts on, like an iceberg Tosos, starts on Amud Aleph. The question basically that Tosos asks is, I'll try to find the question. Where's the question? If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines where it starts, towards the left of the page, it says Vikasha. Basically, the question is, it seems over here that there's no Meiser in the Kutz Laretz. And he quotes another Gemara, which seems that way as well. But in the rest of Shas, it seems that they did take Meiser in the Kutz Laretz. So what's going on? There's Vikasha. Di'ilu b'chol shara talmud mashma v'chutz laretz chayeves b'meiser. We'll get to the reason why we don't do it. But Kutz Laretz is chayeves and Meiser. So what do you mean? So why is Rabbi Yochanan telling Reish Lakish not to take it off? So there's a whole, the Tosos gives a whole bunch of answers. Number one, he says, Umash Mohafa, the Chutz Laretz Lo Mechayiv Meiser. So where's the answer? It says, V'yesh Rotzim, a little further down. He says, V'yesh Rotzim Lomar, the Hanyi Mili B'dogon B'tiris B'yitzar, the Be'eretz Gufa Mechayiv Min HaTorah, L'chem the Chutz Laretz Gazer Rabbanah. Right, that the only time they have to take off Trumas and Meisers and Chutz Laretz is if you deal with a product that's Chayav Trumas and Meisers would be the rice in Eretz Yisrael. It's only Chayav in Eretz Yisrael with the Rabbanon, then it's not Chayav at all in Chutz Laretz. And that would be our case over here. But he says that can't be the case. There's another answer. And there's another answer also, that, as I say it outside. Another answer is that the only time, that the difference is what's going on here is that there's a chilik between how you take off Meiser and Eretz Yisrael, and how you take off Meiser and Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off the Meiser first before you enjoy the produce. So Chutz Laretz was a kula that you can eat it and take the product, you take the Meiser off afterwards. So what was going on over here was that he wasn't what the people in Batzer were doing were using the kulos of Eretz Yisrael, not the chumras, the kulos of Chutz Laretz, not the chumras of Eretz Yisrael. And Reish Lakish got upset about that, and Rabbi Yochanan said, no, they can do that. they're in Eretz, they're in Chutz Laretz, they can be mafrish based on on the kulos of Eretz Yisrael. We'll do it inside. It's just really, it's really, really long. There's another answer. Right. So, okay. Those are two answers. Next, though, the interesting point is, if you look down on Omid Aleph, about halfway where the wines get wide, there's going to be Kolmokum Kol Dikot Torah Noble of Chozal Trumos and Maizus. Right. He says She'ein Anu Mafrishin Achshav. Right. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 12 lines where they get wide on Omid Aleph. So he just proved all these things that you're supposed to take Trumos and Maizus and Chutzlars. Who does that? No one does that. Take Trumos and Maizus and Chutzlars. No. Right. So he says. Even without the kulos of Chutz Laretz, Omer being the time, he says, why? Fascinating. Our karka that we own is not really ours. It's sort of meshuba to the government. Right? Basically, the kind of eminent domain. Number one, you can say that the bankers have a lien on your house. If you pay off your mortgage, that doesn't apply. But since there's a lien, either a government lien on the house, if you don't pay your taxes or something like that, they can just go grab it, so it's not technically ours. But the reason is, what are you talking about? That doesn't make sense. The kashlari, he gabi me chachamim hailem karkos with taska, because I mean perachas kabatim. Even in the times of chachamim, when they did take tumas and maisos, they also had liens on the house. They still took off the maiser. He says, because even in those times, he had certain landowners. I don't know how they had that. I don't think they were own land. But he says that they had landowners who owned it free and clear of any liens. So what's the, how come we don't take Meiser? He says, V'yish l'smoch al dibrei Yerushalmi v'chala, there's a Yerushalmi, though Rav Yochanan Rosena, Shubachutz Lovitz, how you might appreciate Shubachutz Meisers, they used to, Achebo HaRubim, Ubatlum. The Rubim came, and they were Vatulit. And my name, HaRubim, Amr Zairi Targumia, that's the Targumia, below Noda. We don't know who that is, but they were Mavakalit after a time, right? The in Halacha Rofefas Biyotcha, Halach Achar HaMinot. Lassan Rabbi Yehuda basically says, we have a head there, we don't know necessarily what it means, but we look at what's going on in the world, and everyone's so mixed on that head there, so you have to keep the head there. Fascinating Tosos. So look at what this. Tosos, they've done it before. They paskin based on what Rove of Klai Yisrael is doing. That has to be the halacha. That has to be the halacha. To be allowed to explicit what they're doing, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. But the Re says, "Lonis chayiv b'tshumos u'maisos el chasmuch l'Eretz Yisrael." He has a different, not such a lumbus answer. He just says the only time that they sit in the chutzlars is chayiv b'tshumos u'maisos of the lands that are close by, Syria, Mitzrayim, maybe even Bavel. But here in Europe, we never were chayiv b'tshumos u'maisos of chutzlars. It's too far away. We were chayiv b'tshumos u'maisos when we're close to Eretz Yisrael because you're worried that they went back and forth to Eretz Yisrael. They won't know what to do when they got to Eretz Yisrael. They may not take Shumas and Maisos. So you kept the Chumra outside of Eretz Yisrael with the Kulos, the Chutz Laretz, of course, but you take Maisos. But now in Europe, or even now in America, I think, I don't know if it's a fly now, fly back and forth to Eretz Yisrael, probably can get to Eretz Yisrael easier than you were able to get to Eretz Yisrael from Babel back then. So I don't know. I don't know what that is. Okay. Next. The Gemara now brings a Maisa that Rabbi Yochanan says something. All right, Rav Chiya bar Abba ikla legavla. Rav Chiya bar Abba came to. Skip. No, he came. What? He came to Gavla. Chaza binos Yisrael de me'abron me'ovei kochavim shemala below tavlo. He saw number one Jewish woman getting pregnant, I guess, or being getting pregnant from goyim who were in the midst of doing geirus, but they only did bris milah, but they didn't. They weren't tovel yet. They're goyim still. They didn't finish the process, right? And he's also, that's number one. Chaza chamra demazu ovei kochavim v'shashi Yisrael. He saw wine that the goyim mixed. They didn't touch the wine. They poured the water in to dilute the wine. They were diluting the wine, right? We saw that yesterday. Chaza chamra demazu ovei kochavim v'shashi Yisrael. He saw the Jews drinking that. Also, chaza tormusa. He saw the tormusa, which were these type of beans or lentils that in order to eat, they need to be cooked a lot. Or right, he saw they were eating, right? The shalki ovei kochavim, he saw the goyim cooking them, but achli Yisrael, and the Jews were eating it. So you have a problem, number one, of Bias Akum, problem of Yain Mosuk of Goy, the problem of Bishal Akum. And the Jews weren't you know, careful with any of this. Below Amar Lo Midi. He didn't say anything when he saw it. He kept quiet. Asa Makami to Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Bar Abba came before Rabbi Yochanan. He told him what he saw. So when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, Amar Le, he said to him, "You should have done, say, Bahakras Abaneim, go and announce on their children, number one, Shehem Amzerim." Which is, we don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that the child of a Goy, and it's a full-fledged Jew. We don't pass in that way. But he says, announce that they're Amzerim. Number two, Valyena Mishum Yai Nesach, and pass in that they're Usser, because the wine is Yai Nesach, right? That it's Usser. And number two, the Al Tur Musan, and also the tumors that the Goyim cooked, Aser it because of Bishuli Obi Kachavim. Why? Bishum She'ena B'nei Torah. Because they're not B'nei Torah. Rashi says She'ena B'nei Torah. That's Atrumasim Kai. So Machol Bishonim, we're learning from Rashi. Rashi says that She'ena B'nei Torah applies. The reason why it's Aser is because they're not B'nei Torah. Diyahim B'nei Torah. If they were B'nei Torah, then I would say that the Turmasim is Mutter, because the Mepharis of Kamai, because Turmas Eino Ne'el Chachai, the Eino Olav Shulcha Malachim. Turmas, you're right, Eino Hanami, it's not eating raw, and therefore it may fall under the category of Bishal Akam, but it's also not Olav Shulcha Malachim. So if they were B'nei Torah, they would have known that, but they're not B'nei Torah. What does it mean they're not B'nei Torah? So just because they're not Tamili Chachamim, who say it's Aser, the Chacham Sofer says, no, what does that mean, Eino B'nei Torah? They don't ask Shilas. They didn't ask. They would have asked, we would have said it was Mutter. Because it's not Olav Shulcha Malachim, we'll see in the Gemara. But if you don't ask, you got to ask questions. You got someone to ask questions too, but you still have to ask. You still have to ask the questions. But make a gzera. They're not asking because if they're not going to ask about this, they're not going to ask about something else, and then it's going to be so asr all the bishulah, even though there's a heter here. Yeah, it's weird, and it's funny because also we said yesterday or 2 days ago that the rabbanim never made a takana about that because it was with the rope, right? With the rope in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it just wasn't shchiyah. It's not shchiyah to do that. They had Mila and they said, okay, time out, we'll go tomorrow? It's just weird. I don't know. So the Gemara then says, Al b'neihem, right, Shehem Amzerim, why they Mamzerim? Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, he goes L'shita, so the Amr of Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have a guy who's coming to be Miskayer, L'olam eino ger, ad sheyimo v'yitvol. He's not a full-fledged ger until he does Mila and Tvila. The cave on the Lotavil, and since he didn't do Tvila, Ove Kokavimu, he's a full-fledged guy. And therefore, it's Mamzerim. But Amr Rabbi Rachana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ove Kochavim, and I have to go, Rabbi Yochanan also says, Ove Kochavim, the Eved, if you have a guy or a slave, Abal Bas Yisrael, Ablad Mamzer. The Blad is a Mamzer. But the read right away points out that Ein Halacha, it's not like this. The Blad is Kasher, the only issue the Blad has is that it's Pavim Kahuna. That if it was a girl was born, then she can't marry a Kohen. It's not the best thing to do, but it's not a Mamzer. Okay. Next, what about the Yenim? The al yeinam mishum yain nesach. What do you mean? It's mishum yain nesach. We said that it's not yain nesach if it's mosav. So what's going on here? Al yeinam mishum yain nesach. Mishum again the zera lech amrinan the zera schorsol a karmel tefra. The same way we tell a nazir to go around the vineyard, we tell people to stay away from all these possibilities of yain nesach. Because what? You know, God's not touching the wine here. He's just pouring the water in there. The water's going to give me kochos, so maybe there's an issue with that. But it's not really. Yeah, I don't know. He just says usher here. I don't know if he goes how far he goes. I know the Maharam explains, like I just said before, that the goy pours it, so it says if the goy touches it, because the water is coming in the kofo, and therefore that would be real. But the Ravid says that maybe it's because he's diluting one wine with the other wine, and then you have nitzuk, you have connection. I thought the Gemara seems cautious, saying it's in the Rabbanan, it's in Zera. Just be careful because of, you know, stay away from this. Depends. We have to figure out. I mean, we had that's the whole story that we have on Shabbos. When is it considered wine? I don't know what that law is in that case. Like if the wine was in the gat, and it didn't go into the bor. It's not diluted at that point. Once it starts flowing, Mishnah Torah says once it starts flowing, and he touches it, it's wine. So that's before dilution, I think. Right, but it's before it's diluted. It's earlier in the process. It's once it starts flowing from the storage, from the reservoir, into the, right, One, the Mishnah Rishon just said as long as it hits the board. But you dilute it when you drink it. So this is prior. This is prior. That's prior to dilution. So I guess if the drug touches on the wound, wine, it's still a problem. Right, but it's much earlier in the process. Are you saying it changes status? I don't see that anywhere. You could drink it more. You're just not yotzei the arpakosos, yoshafam chai, yoshafam asafas. It's not good. But you're already saying it's wine already earlier in the process. That's what I think. Okay. What about al tur musan mishum bishol de kuchavim? Lefish inam b'nei Torah, time of the Evo Torah. The only reason why it's us is because they're not b'nei Torah. Hi, b'nei Torah. If they were b'nei Torah, it would have been mutter. Aye, but Gemara says, how can you say that? Anything that can be eaten raw, that's what the diak is. If it cannot be eaten raw, like these things, they had to be cooked, it should be because of bishul akum. So Rav Yochanan said, no, you're missing the second part. Rav Yochanan does not call it on Rav. It has to be something that's not bishul akum, if it can be eaten raw. Also, it's not bishul akum. So there's two also. It's not. It's a low class food. So it wasn't olal shulchan melachim lelachos bo sapas. The time of the ain b'nei Torah and the gzeira on them is because they're not b'nei Torah. So they won't be mezalzel b'shul akum b'nei Torah shari. But if they were b'nei Torah, it would have been mutter. So the whole question comes about. The lush, we always say that it's royal food. Kosher olal shulchan melachim. But it's kosher olal shulchan melachim lelachos bo sapas. What if you have a certain food that does go on the royal table? Not what the president eats, or the president will eat cereal. It's still not bishul akum. What? State dinner, exactly. But what? No, of course, it goes by the state dinner. There isn't a focus about that. But it says the lava is supposed to pass. What if the state dinner, they serve a meal that you'll never drink, you'll never have with bread? It cannot be eaten raw, so it has to be cooked. It's served at a state dinner. It seems like there's a third condition over here. Lachos bo'os hapas. I don't think we ever. Right? We were the same. It was served at a state dinner. I don't know. Sometimes there's some certain food. I don't know if there's a certain food that cannot. I don't know what food that could be. But there's a food that doesn't come along with bread. It'll never come with bread. Maybe it will. But it's not lachos bo'os hapas. Right. But it's raw. Well, the vegetables, you can't, it's not a problem. Because vegetables, I mean, this is from a visual outcome standpoint, vegetables can be eaten raw. I can't, I don't know. I'm not macabre. I don't know. If it's something that cannot be eaten raw and something that's olal shulchan melachim and the guy there is completely cooking it from beginning to end with no mashgiach, no Jewish involvement, maybe there's a problem with bishul akum. Good.
Next case. Boyiminei me Rav Kahana. They asked the following question of Rav Kahana. Ove kochavim, right? Have the ove kochavim. Mahu sheyolich anovim legas, right? Yeah, the Ovi Kochavim, can he take the grapes of a Jew from the vineyard to the vat, to the gas, that big reservoir place where they would press, I guess. Right? Can he bring them to the press in order to press them over there? So what's the case? So Rashi says nothing, but Tosos brings two shitas. Look at Tosos. Mahu sheyolech anovim legas. Rashbam perish. This is the Rashbam. And it's also in the Or Zeruah. Rashbam perish, v'zeleshono. Kishabotim ha'anovim, when they would pick the grapes, v'nosim osim basalim, and then they would put them in the baskets, v'holikom legat, to bring them to the press. This applies nowadays also when you put them, say, in the truck or the crates. Mismachim v'nichwashim ha'anovim ze'elzeh. They press against each other. They get smushed, right? They get pressed against each other, right? V'hayayin mizalif. And the liquid starts to drip out from these grapes. Umatilin oso begat. And then they take them out when they get to the gat. Mao shayulichom ovikachovim legat. Can the guy bring these to the press? Mi choshiv ahushim ezalach lasos yayin nesek v'magalov. Do we view this that he touches the wine that comes out? Is that considered wine or not? So that's basically the read. That's basically the response. The read says, what are you talking about? Obviously you can. It's a shiloh. We only said, even according to Mishnah Achrona, it only becomes usser when it's in the gut and starts to flow. This is, like you said, this is way before. So what are you worried about? So I think the answer number one is Rashi. I'm saying, you're right, I'm not talking about that it's the Oraisa. This is the Gzeira Drabun. There's liquid over here. Let's be careful with it and make it the Gzeira because maybe you'll be Zazel later. But the Reese says something else. Towards the, where the lines get middle-sized line, it says, the Fein Nero Lari Lafarish, the Mairi, the Hitchil Li Moshech. Right, when they started to draw the Elo Hitzel Pshita Shemutar, talking about the case a little bit before, where it kind of started to flow in the God, but didn't come out. I think that's what he's saying. The Hitzel Shehitzel Himashe. Right, he threw basically what the case is. The story is where the God already has wine in there. Already has the pressed wine in there, and it's already moving. So what the guy is going to be doing now is the guy is going to be throwing the grapes that are already liquidy into the press, right? He's zorik the anavim into the gut, and the question is whether or not is that the case? No, it's not. I had this yesterday. The Ri says, what's going on here? And the Ri says that it's usher to give the guy to take the wine to the gut. If he throws the grapes into the gut that already has wine, because that looks like mazgu over kafav, he's kind of putting in the grapes into already pre-existing wine. That's usher. Right? The wine. Right, again, the gut has wine in it. That's already been pressed. Started to move. Going to the Mishnah Torah, that's already wine, and the guy is now taking grapes and throwing them in that are now going to be pressed. So is that usher or not? So what's the story? The Gemara then says. The Gemara says,
you say it's usher. Why? Mishum,
again, it's there, because it looks, you want to be careful, right? The same way we tell the nazir to go around, so too here we have to do harfakos, to distance ourselves from shtiyah of yayin netzef, so therefore we should usher even the help of the guy to bring these grapes into the gut. Again, according to the Rashbam, he's transporting them in the crates that they're dripping. According to the Ri, he's tossing the grapes into the press that already started to flow. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you say that it's usher, Esa Rav Yemel Rav Kahana, I'll ask you from the following Tosefta. Ove Kochavim, the case is Ove Kochavim, Shehevi Anovim Lagat Vesalin, right? He brings grapes to the press in his baskets, Ubidu Dorin, I guess these are smaller baskets, right? In order to put them into the press, Afo Pisha Yayim is Zalif Aleyin, even if even if the wine is dripping off the grapes, according to the Ri, even if the wine in the gut has already begun to flow, mutter. It's mutter. The wine's not asmi yayin esef, so why tell me I shouldn't do it? Since we're talking about. I said, look at what you should do, but with the evidence, mutter. Right? He says, Amarle, have they come arto? You asked me whether I'm allowed to do it in the first instance. Ana lechafil kamina. I said, no, you shouldn't do it in the first instance. You shouldn't allow the guy to do it. Ain't a chanami, because you have to do a harfoka, but if the guy does do it, not usher, it was only kedei laharchin. Right? If the nazir walks through the kerem and doesn't become tamei, he doesn't eat anything. He doesn't bring a karbon. This is a harfoka to stay away from it. If he didn't do the harfoka, right, you did a wrong thing. You should have been more careful. But nothing came out of it. The guy just threw it in. It's mutter in the end. I'm not going to usher it. That's that case. Okay. Next. Fascinating case, which goes back to what we discussed in the previous year. Hahu esrogo de nopo lechavisa de chamra. We learn a point that Rishonim say you have an esrog, some sort of something valuable that belongs to the goy, right? And it fell into the barrel of Jewish wine. Fell in. The goy had, let's just say it's his watch, like a gold watch fell into his big vat. And what does he do? Idri Ovi Kokobim Vishakle. He jumps, he takes his hand and throws it into the vat. That was mamish, not using a lulav, not doing anything. His own hand, he puts it into the barrel in order to save his item. So now we have a problem. He got his hand in the barrel around. So what's going to be? So Amalu Ravashi, Rashi says, Nikuli Yade, grab his hand so he doesn't move. He hechid lul shachik bay, so he won't be able to move his hand around. Immobilize his hand, right? You know, I do immobilize hands myself. Immobilize his hand, and then Bartsua ad shaitbe, and then either tip the barrel and spill the wine out, or put a spigot in the bottom of the barrel and let all the wine drain out into another barrel. But make sure he doesn't do shichshuch. He doesn't. You're afraid once he pulls his hand out or moves his hands in there, he's moving the wine. You just grab him and pour all the wine out before he can move it. No, because that's moving the wine also when you lift up his wine. It's already touched. It's lift. So basically, cut off his arm. I don't think that came onto their mindset. Tosos asks. Tosos. I mean, the question right away is though: did he put his hand into the barrel? He already put it in. So that's Tosos. Tosos says, Tzarech Lomar, okay, Tosos not the Yodei, Tzarech Lomar, should be Hachnosos Yodo. He put his hand in. Even if he knows that it's wine, which is another condition, just remember, another condition, Eino Choshev Shichshuch La'asro B'hana, it doesn't become Asr B'hana, maybe Asr B'shtia, but it doesn't become Asr B'hana, why? Mipnei Shehayatorud Likach Esrogo Shelo Yitoneh. He's Asr B'dover Acher. He's busy not with the wine, he's busy with the esrog. Once he has the esrog, right, but he hasn't moved it yet. He hasn't moved it yet. Once he has the esrog, he's done, but then maybe he'll move his hands around in there. Yeah, he has it. Because going... Right, he's not asr for the brachah. He knows it's wine. We have a chashna because when he's going in, no, it's not part of the same act. Once he has the esrog, so now he has the yishuvadas, and now his hands in the wine, we have to be concerned that he's going to move around and it's the shame of avodah zarah. Going in, we don't have that concern because that's not what he's dealing with. Which is my same question. I go back to the cleaning lady who's just moving things around the refrigerator in order to make room for the leftovers, and she happens to move the bottle of wine. Hey, she may not even know she touched the wine. Because it's not, because it's sweet wine, it's fibrous wine, it's in the refrigerator, right? Okay, it's the grape juice. It was the grape juice that was. Why is there grape juice? Okay, it's the kedem grape juice according to the Salem. So it's not mavushal. So the same thing. She may not even know she's touching the wine. She's utter b'davarach, and we toss it out. We throw it out. I don't know what the answer is. There, I don't even know if it's a question. What? Maybe, but there's those who say here that we're talking about shti also. You're right. Okay, so he says also, it's the same thing as the guy who went to measure Aliba the Rabbon and the Amrila El Yimaker. When he's pulling out the Esrog, you have to hold his hand, right? She ain't no Torah Hokach come over. It's not the same thing as pulling out the measuring stick. There, the whole time he's worried about measuring. Even coming out, it's the same thing. It's about measuring. In our case, it's not Torah anymore once he has the esrog. For Rabbi Yitam Perish, he says, no, it's something different. He says, it can't be. Thought it was oil going in. He didn't even know it was wine to begin with. Then I guess when he touches it, he realizes that it's wine. V'rashbam peirish the b'shvil shenaga b'yayin mitchil little esrog lo mitzar. It's not asr, right? The maga overkav and shelo b'kavon haya, right? Shemaga overkav and shelo b'kavon haya. What's the gusa? I don't know. Nogeya b'yayin el little esrog is kavin. The lowest b'shvil legal b'yayin. He didn't say. You don't have to say this. He had no intention of touching wine. His intention was to get the esrog.
right? Kemosha Sovishal Semen, Beninsa Shal Yayin, Disharina La El Bahana, Avala Akar Shadasal Esrog, Hayalacho Semitin Daito Bishar.
After you got the Esrog, get to worry about it. Okay. Well, that was the question over there. Was it with Kavan or not? We said what we say over there also. Right. So we had no Kavanah. So what was the, what was Usher over there? Hana. I think it was only Usher B'shtiyah. But we say it's also it's Usher B'hana here. We say it's only, right? We say it's sorry, we say it's only Usher B'shtiyah here. So it's over there. It was Usher B'hana. No, we want to save it. No, Tosu says, Ein l'choshe shichel Usher B'hana. It means Usher B'shtiyah. What? It's a B'shtiyah answer. Okay. That's what he's saying. They want to save it so you can do business with it. Sell it to somebody. Next case, now even more. How about the following case? Amar Rav Ashi. I just don't know. It seems that it's all self-contained. I guess we can just look at the Shulchan Aruch and find the answer. Right? And? It's very short. It's only the whole simon? I mean, it's only one simon, though. Amar Rav Ashi, I go get it. Amar Rav Ashi, Hi Obey Kolkovim. Next, listen to this case. This is that Obey Kolkovim did not say the Chamer to Yisrael. Bichavona, he purposely uses the Jews' wine. He's Menasei for the wine, right? Apa Gav Dil Zabune Lo Obey Kolkovim Machrin Aser. That's Aser B'Shtiyah. That's Aser Bana. I can't even sell it to another Jew. Gemara says I could sell it to this guy himself. Sell it to him. Why? Right? Shari Le Lemishkol Damei Meyahu Obey Kolkovim. I can get money from this guy. Basically. I know, Tamari here says that you can sell it to the guy himself. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but we said over there, that no, but we said over there you have to throw the whole thing. What did we say in the end over there? That was the Machlokes, and they said that. You said it was Aser B'Shtiyah. It was Aser B'Shtiyah, and you can sell it. Just deduct. You were able to deduct the amount. You deducted from the price. What? Just deducted from the price. That was yesterday or 2 days ago, right? They came to. Well, it went into yesterday's Gemara, I think, right? So they had a machlokas between Rava and the two Rapunas, and Rava retracted. The machlokas Rashi and Tosas of what the order of the Gemaras were over there. No, that's not the case. The case that you're talking about, where he asked him, "Do you have wine or not have wine?" He says, "I don't have wine." He says, "What's this?" Right. That's it. Yeah, right. That's right over here. Right? So, and the Rapuna said no. So they said in the end, you're right, they said it was Usher though. Right, he said it was Usher. Yeah. So maybe that you can sell it to him also. Maybe they were just talking about still Usher B'Hana. Maybe you could sell it to him also. I don't know. Doesn't say over there you can't sell it to him. Again, you have to look into each case and figure out how they work it out. Each case is different. Well, that we didn't get to that yet. Yeah, you almost jumped the gun. So we didn't read that line yet in the Gemara. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Oh, it says in the article. Again. So Amar Rav Ashi, Hai Ovi Chom, the Nasi, the Chamer, right, the Yisrael, the Kabana. Apokat, the Zvuni, Ovi Chom, Machrina, Osir, Shirley, the Mishkel, the Meyah, Meyahu, Ovi Chom. You're allowed to get the money, the Meyayin, from that guy itself, my timer, the Mikla Kalia. Because he destroyed it. It's almost like if he didn't mess it. Pay me restitution for it, right? It's as if he burned my wine. Okay. Right, so it's that's the way you can do it. So Amar Vashi Minay Minala. How do I know that? Where do I know this from? The Sanya, the following brisa. Ovei Kachavim Shenisech Yenosh Yisrael. Right, the guy was Menasek the wine of the Yisrael. Shelo B'Fnei Abos Kachavim, but not in front of the idol. He did it outside, somewhere else.
here's one of the heterim for the shaitas. Right? He does it right outside, not in b'pnei davos chachavim. It's usher. We say usher bahana. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, matirin. They say the wine is mutter bahana. Mishum shnei dvarim. Because of two reasons. Number one, echad, shame and national el b'pnei chachavim. You only do nisa, you only consider nisa to make it usher bahana, still usher b'shtia. It's only nisa to be usher bahana, right? Only if it's done in front of the avodah zarah. So they, one of the heterim, I think, was, and it's hard not to get into this, but that even if you assume that they were shaving their heads for the avodah zarah, they were shaving them in the barber shops. But it's not the avodah zarah itself. It wasn't the avodah zarah. Not the avodah zarah. And also, there's a whole thing also that maybe the avodah zarah only applies to food. Now it doesn't even apply to hair. But that's a different story. Mishum shnei dvarim. I think you had all these studs in criteria, so that's where they came. Right? Number one, aim and ask el devos chavim. The echad sheomerlo. Another reason why it's not usher ba'ana sheomerlo. The Yisrael can tell to this guy himself, lo kol heimenach shetasher yain laonsi. You can't. I don't know how to read this necessarily. But it seems to be you don't have the power to usher my wine against my will because ain't other most dover saying shalom. That doesn't make sense. He did a ma'isa. I think he's talking about over here that because of restitution. What do you mean? Lo kol kameila asher dover but of course you can. If you do a ma'isa, of course you can. So I don't understand what that necessarily. So if you're a mazik though, if you're a mazik, then you spill out the wine, you go to court, and you get your restitution. Here it seems to be the instance where you say, you damaged me, here's the wine, give me the money. Yeah. I think you can even give the wine. Which note in the art scroll? Right, but your restitution means just pay me. I don't know. Is it another fascinating Tosos? Tosos is in Nunchetam Beis. It's the third Tosos in the wide lines. It says Kasav HaRiaz, which is pretty interesting. Tosos is calling the Orzarua. Orzarua is German. Tosos is mainly French. Calling the Orzarua. Right, Kasav HaRiaz, that Bizman Hazeh, Ove Chokavim, Sheshichik, Bieno, Sheisrael, Mutter, Lemokal, Ove Chokavim. You can tell it to the guy. It's not Asar Ba'ana. Why? They're low Biki, Beshichcho. Because they don't know how to do Shichcho. In the precious El, Abba Beshtia, Asar. But you can't drink it. The Dafka, Shalon, is Kavin, Liga, Kinei, Lahachas, Bishrael, Asida. It's only if he doesn't have the intention, he doesn't do it purposely. Because I know the Allah, and I'm going to make it Asar for you. Abba Ichazin, the Dadi, Ove Chokavim, Shen, Nogay, Bishrael, Kinei, Lahachiso, Asido. If he's a wicked dude, and he's doing it purposely in order for you to be mastered it. It's even mutter b'shtia. So the guy knows the halacha. He puts his hand in. He's menasek for avodah zarah, maybe even in front of the avodah zarah, but he's just doing it to spite you. Tosas quotes the orzarua. It says it's still mutter even b'shtia. It's nothing. Why? Because he had the low gazer rabbanon. There's no gzeira. Gzeira never applied. Gzeira was not. They didn't make the gzeira when the guy does it on purpose just to spite you. Just an interesting, right? It says the same Isa b'tshuvas Rav Hai Bar Nachshon Gon Upsike Riba, and he quotes these other things that I just think it's fascinating that if he does it, it's worse. The more the guy knows, the better it is for the Jew. Maybe you should tell your female that you hate you. It says if you touch my wine, it becomes usher, and she ha ha touch it, and then it's mutter. I don't know if it's passing that way. Okay, stop here.